Saffron Planet meets the people. We are Saffron Planet, and we're out to get you. Right. Some of you may have noticed, those of you who go to the website,
yes.
That we have something called
Found. What website is that?
Saffronplanet.net.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes. Have you been there? No.
I've been there.
Well, only 10 people a day have been going there, so we need to bump this up for a start.
I think it was 25 you got together. I did read it, you see.
Oh, really? Anyway, foundations.
Back to the foundation.
Restoring the church to its roots. This is an idea that we had. And through a set of circumstances, we've been given access to a fantastic conference centre up on the Welsh border. We know one of the chaps that runs it, and he says there is a date in January, the 6th to the 8th of January, a weekend, where we can bring a group there for whatever purpose. He's very enthusiastic about this because he says that the centre has been used usually by third-party groups that they don't really get involved in, rather than Christian ministry. So they're very keen for this sort of thing to be going on, which is hopefully attracting people to come for this weekend where we can all work together, discussing, learning, teaching about deception in the church, any problems people have. I'm not saying problems with your pastor or anything like that, but teaching, strange teachings that have come to the church as a whole that people don't really know what, how to deal with it. We can work through these things together. So this is the idea. The purpose of this little chat is just to introduce the idea and for us to hopefully, between us, explain or figure out how we're going to do it.
Well, you said that it came through a set of circumstances, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it seemed to be the culmination of our experience of travelling around the country and finding pockets of people that were on the same wavelength, attending meetings where you'd say to someone, you know, which church do you attend? And they'd say, I don't. I can't get fed anywhere. I just come to these monthly meetings. Mm. So, we're, you know, finding lots of people around the country that needed an answer to a lot of questions and couldn't find a home in churches.
Also,
they felt alienated.
It could be a way that people can network with others
and
to meet people from other parts of the country that and relationships can be created. You know?
But with our experiences, this seemed to have come at just at the right time when we'd met while we were, you know, on our Israel tour, someone that was working at the centre, and they had already been thinking about wanting to do something like that. Mm. And so it just seemed God had brought, you know, people together for a purpose.
And we went to this, so it was a Israel tour with Chris Hill in February, and so far I think six or seven of them have signed up for this weekend.
From our group.
From our group.
Mm.
As
really
part
keen.
Of a sort of reunion thing, as well as wanting to go further. So that's very encouraging, but we haven't got enough people yet. So far, those of you who have shown your interest, as you know, we haven't been asking for deposits or anything. We just need to know numbers, and the idea is we would like to, if we can, to get 80 people to come. Adding up the numbers of people interested so far, it's 44. So we need to sort of double that to make it feasible. And I think we've got until the end of October to know whether it's going to work or not. So we need people to, you know, get back to us, go to the website and email us. And then at the end of October, we decide if it's going to work. And then we'll start looking for deposits and give you out more information. Then
I think one of the things I think is quite interesting about it is the idea that the talks are open for discussion. So once people decide, right, let's go for this, then we can start asking people what they'd like to discuss,
absolutely.
What they'd like to hear talks on, what they'd like to have presented.
Well, that's what we should do, absolutely.
The listeners are a little bit more, not in control, but they've got, that they can think as churches or as groups of friends or as groups of people about what issues, what would they like to look at, what would they like to look for.
And what we'd like to do is people, anyone showing an interest, we send them a form of some sort, and then they write to us what really troubles them, what they really want to cover on this. It comes back to us and it will enable us to prepare ourselves and know what most people are interested in talking about. And then at least we can be prepared and have the right information for people. Mm. We don't claim to know everything, obviously. Mm. Hoping that we can get at least two or three of us who are teachers, that so you know, at least we've got some sort of authority. But you know, it's up to God who he involves really on this. But we're open to it. But we need people to show they're interested in coming before we know it's going to work or not.
So when you say about, you know, what people are interested in, what kind of interest are you looking for? You want a certain...
Yeah, we're talking about, we know there's a lot in the church. In fact, here on the leaflet that we're sending out, it quotes from Colossians 2:8, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ." So if there's anything that's troubling people in their churches or in their individual lives that this verse seems to be talking about, traditions, you know, is this tradition of God, this teaching that's coming to the church, you know, like last year, it was the question of hell was discussed quite a lot. Is there hell? You know, what type of hell? Those sort of things, you know, we can talk about, you know.
Sort of a strange mix of apologetics and orthodox Christian explanations and also dealing with new and obscure teachings and looking at them frankly and openly.
And also we want to give people the basic tools for discernment. And I suppose I have to go back to the books. How the Church Lost the Truth, the Way and the Truth is showing how Greek philosophy has got into the church. And with that basic understanding, you can actually it gives you the tools for you to have your own discernment. You can actually look at something and think, wait a minute, where did that come from? You know, is that in the Bible or was it through tradition, through philosophy? You know, if we give them the tools, then they can go back and teach others. And if this works out, we can do a lot more of these. But, you know, it's early days yet.
See, the amazing thing about the books is that someone we met in Israel in the group, you know, you'd started talking to them about, you know, the books and the subject. And as an individual, they had started to question everything about traditional church. They'd had questions, but they didn't know where to find the answers. Mm. And so you're finding people on a variety of positions or situations within that journey of unravelling tradition, unravelling, you know, what the past has given to us. Mm. And almost having to, it's like undoing a jigsaw and putting it back together again, but the right way, and saying, what is it? What is a biblically based church? What is the right way of doing it? We need to have some sort of, you know, formulate what church is all about.
And it is a journey that we're all on together. I think God has called out perhaps what we might call a remnant of people who aren't satisfied with how things are, and perhaps this is the way that the remnant can get together
and learn from each other.
You know, I'm sure that other people can be teaching us certain things. You know, we don't claim to know everything. And, of course, it's not all teaching. There's going to be, you know, time for leisure and, you know, Howard will be there, so any sort of thing can happen, you know. Howard's going to have a little joke corner. Howard is a rock star. Perhaps he'll bring his guitar with him.
Or maybe we can have a session on clown therapy. Because that was on the internet. Did you pass Louis. That to me? Therapy in Israel? I looked at that on YouTube. It was clown therapy.
What is clown therapy? What is clown therapy?
Clowns go on courses to learn how to, you know, you go into hospitals, because if you're laughing, laughter helps the body to heal.
Okay.
It releases certain chemicals in the body and you're healed.
I've got phobia against clowns.
That's right.
It just means noses cannot be bigger than a certain size and feet must not be bigger than it, just in case. Noses and feet. But, you know.
I'm sure there won't be any clowns.
No.
Well, we do know one.
No, we don't.
He doesn't wear...
This is on the Welsh border, you say? Yeah,
yeah. Oh, right.
Because we had a Welsh border once, and it was Duffy Evans. Very nice.
Well, it's not him. Might be his house, I don't know. It's a place called Quinter.
Oswestry. Oswestry.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
It's the English border, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. I think it's on the English side of the Welsh border.
Oswestry. Well, the border there, it makes a really strange, wiggly line.
Invasions.
Anyway, so it come as an individual or church group. And it'd be nice if we can get a church group to come.
Church groups would be great.
Because it'd be a church weekend away. And all food, everything's included, three meals a day, fantastic accommodation, beautiful grounds. Do we know any churches?
Just got to drag the pastor along as well. That's all.
But I suppose the opposite could happen. We could end up with too many people. So we could say just first come, first served. So send your emails now. 80. We're going for 80.
Oh, it's right. For 80.
I think it would take up to 100, but then we've got to be involved.
It could be a good opportunity now just to say that if people were interested to get in touch again to confirm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Anyone that's voiced any interest.
Well, those that are interested, I'll be contacting anyway.
Yeah. But seriously, if the numbers aren't up to 80 by the end of this month, it's off.
So
if people are interested,
it'd be 3 weeks,
and it's not a lot. I know that if someone hasn't got a lot of money and it's tough at the moment, £100, but it's ensuite accommodation, three meals a day.
That's very good. Mm.
Yeah. And I think actually that's very good.
It's quite
two
modern.
Nights,
it's a lovely
Friday, Saturday. Two nights.
Pounds. Yeah, I think it's cheap.
It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
With all the meals.
And it's got a lot of space for recreation and walking around the grounds.
There's a treasure hunt. Yeah. There's a woodland area.
Outside swimming pool.
Well, would for the way January, get to the meeting?
Outside?
Maybe not.
Breaking the ice?
Yeah, that would break the ice.
So you're starting the. I know you haven't got times yet, but you're starting Friday evening. You'd be thinking, would you start at 7 or something?
Yeah, he said that people arrive during the evening. they could be like a buffet meal,
Mm-mm.
so it's not a sit down meal, and we could even start a session while people still eating. Make it very informal. And
just
it will,
be honest.
Well, that's going to happen. And it will last until Sunday afternoon, give them enough time to get home.
Mm-mm.
But it'll be pretty solid, but not over. So it'll be a mixture of teaching, discussion.
Yeah, I think in the spirit of Saffron Planet, it'd be nice if there's quite a lot of discussion because that's what we do.
Absolutely.
Quite often we're just sitting around the table. None of us are particularly trained or expert. Yeah, we're all laymen and women, and we're just kind of
I'm a bus driver.
Issues,
but,
so we can have a bus therapy session. Thank you.
Yeah, Norman's going to be driving us out there on the company bus.
That's a good idea.
Right. I could talk to the people about being nice to bus drivers, and not all bus drivers are horrid, miserable people.
Could we work out a route?
We could pick
everybody
and
up.
We could pick up people on the route to Oswestry Street.
It's a Cliff Richard summer holiday in January.
That's right.
A double decker,
What would happen if there's snow and ice, though?
If God wants this to happen.
That's true.
Bring your skis.
Yeah. I think it's a case of faith. I have had emails, people saying, I would, but I'm a bit worried at the weather and all that. But just thinking, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Up to you,
the Quinter people will be understanding as well with all that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a Christian centre, and they were very positive, weren't they, when we went there?
Yeah.
And they were very open to,
Is all the accommodation within that main building?
Yeah, all in one bit. We'll all be.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they do have cottages on site and all different self-catering things, but this is within that building, so everything is, you're not having to go out to
and
get
also
to your
the
meals.
Earlier that people book, the better the room they get.
So are there single rooms as well?
Yeah, I think there's single rooms, double rooms.
I was just wondering about
all different shapes and sizes.
There's a whole complex of corridors with all rooms off, and they're refurbished.
Usually single rooms.
Yeah,
some are. I don't think they're all en suite.
Includes en suite accommodation.
Not all. Most of them are, but not all of them are.
Bomb in the mixture.
Go on then.
Bomb in the mixture. What about people with kids?
Well, first of all, we'll have to pay for them. The kids will need a room.
Right.
But what would the kids
I'm not
benefit?
Quite sure not about sure crèche facilities and that kind of thing. Yeah. We'd have to organise that ourselves, wouldn't we?
It's probably, we'll have to say no, won't we?
Probably worth at this point.
Well, you've got that particular question to ask, and then I'll speak to the Quinter people about what they do with that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a funny feeling it was up to us to organise
the people,
you know,
whether we need to find someone to people to run. Again, depends on ages as well, doesn't it? Yeah. If you've got 15-year-olds and 2 years old, it'd be
so
difficult.
You can't all colour in pictures of Noah's Ark.
If
they're
anything like my granddaughter, it would be a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah, say no kids then.
We'll edit that bit
out. It's bad enough having Howard there.
I don't come into any so I can do that at home.
So anyway,
but,
so
I think we need to really excite people about this, though. I really think that
I think if you're a church, you know, like a small church of say 10-20 people,
if
get
people
in contact
have
now,
read the books, if people have read your books,
it's not just about my books.
No, but it's that journey, isn't it? Of you know. Mm. Recognizing, you know,
the influences on the church
and
Greek
everything.
Versus Hebrew.
Yeah, and where do we go with all this knowledge? Or what do we do with it? Yeah. Yeah. What do we do if we're in a church and we don't know what to do with this information? Mm. How do we, how does it affect our relationships within our church? And I think people need a support as well.
Yeah,
you know, refreshment to go back.
I think so, and
into their churches.
I think. Anyone that goes there will, there'll probably be a website involved in all this. So when they go home, there'll still be a way for them to keep in contact with people who they've met, perhaps through a forum on the website. And that'll be easy enough to set up. And if it's successful, we'll do more of them. Maybe down south, we know there's a conference centre down south we could make use of, as well as Quinter, which does get very heavily booked. So, you know, we need to book in early if we need to do it again. But yeah, so contact@saffronplanet.net and do it now. I'll regret
just
it.
Do it now, friend. Do it now. Yes.
5 minutes. Just do it.
Yeah, come do it now. We'll wait for we'll
be back. Is this program likely to be released then?
Who?
This program.
I'm going to put this out tomorrow.
Oh, it'll go out tomorrow.
So, or it's today for you listening.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, we're in the past now.
Well, it might have been yesterday.
This
or
is
like
yesterday. Yeah. Weeks ago.
Yes, we did this yesterday. We're all holograms.
Okay. So has that put it across?
Clear and succinct.
I think yes.
Right. Okay.
Are you excited?
Yes, are we excited?
Are you excited?
We are.
Have you paid your deposit?
I'm waiting for guidance on that.
Can you pay by instalment? Or would it be a credit card charge?
What, for you? I don't know.
Bus driver's perks.
You can have a discount.
Okay. Okay, should we move on to something else?
Have we got another subject?
No.
We could talk about the Australian Jesus.
Hang on, at the foundation weekend.
I don't want to get too much stuff.
Is he going to be the worship leader?
Who, Howard?
Dad?
Yeah.
Your ex-rock star.
Yeah.
With ex-rock star son.
A duo. We'll get Jake
along.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Howardworth, worship leader.
We'll get Jake along. His.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who
yesterday,
else?
Johnny
I was leading yesterday, but half the songs I didn't know, so I was a worship follower.
Collins, a worship leader.
I'm not a worship leader, I'm a worship follower. You sing it, and I'll follow you.